Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, the last time I was in Piedmont in Italy, I found a grape that I just absolutely fell in love with. It's called Arnaeus, and it's a white grape, and it has its own character, and it's so good with food, and I'm glad to say that we can buy it here.
Yes, you can. It's a really interesting grape. So what I'm doing is a number of shows on Italian whites that you probably haven't heard of before that are all sold under their grape varietal name, which is a little bit unusual. Arnaeus is the first one. This is a grape which once was nicknamed White Barolo.
That's funny.
And it was actually used as a blending grape in Red Barolo. And it was actually on the verge of extinction in the 1970s. I had never heard of it until probably about 5 or 6 years ago.
Right.
And I now think it is one of the more interesting of all white wines, with wonderful forward aromatics and an intriguing rounded mouthfeel. There's something about the texture of this wine which is just wonderful. Classic aromas are pear, apple, apricot, white flowers, and almond. And the wine, while expansive on the palate, has only moderate acidity. So it should be consumed young and paired with light proteins, scallops perhaps, or paired with light savory herbal foods, risotto, maybe some savory pork. There's no oak used on any of these wines.
Right.
So native to the Piedmont region of northwest Italy, it is almost always under two separate DOCs, which is the regional, like an Appellation Controlle. One is Longhe Arnaeus, and the other one is Roero Arnaeus. And here are three that I enjoyed.
Sure.
From the producer, Cerretto, the 2021 Blonge Longhe Arnaeus DOC. This is straw-colored, medium-bodied, classic aromas of pear and peach with a hint of green apple. The wine has a round, full mouthfeel with moderate acidity and just a touch of minerality. This is a really good introductory Arnaeus at $20.99. Now, from a producer called Tenute Caretta, and they've been producing wine in this particular region area right there since 1467, so they've had a little practice.
Yeah.
This is the 2021 Roero Arnaeus, DOCG, and it has its own name of Cayega. We're going to put all these on the website, folks.
Yeah.
This is a generous wine. Aromas of pear and peach are joined by white flower and honeysuckle. Nicely fruity forward. There is a snappy acidity that could lend itself to oysters on the half shell, perhaps, or even sushi. And at $21.99, I thought it was a pretty good buy. And then lastly, from the producer Bruno Graziosa, we'll put this on the website, the 2022 Roero Arnaeus DOCG. This was one of the two producers who actually spearheaded the revival of Arnaeus in the 1970s, and arguably one of the top producers. The wine is strong in color, with a citrus nose and peach and apricot nuances on the palate. It is racy and fresh. There's no malolactic fermentation, so the acidity is crisp and lingering in the finish. The most complex of the three Arnaeus I tried, and a candidate for a Saturday night dinner wine, in my opinion. It might be also fun to plan an evening with both the Arnaeus and also an accompanying Barolo. Mm-hmm. This wine sells for $40.99. So, my wine of the week, the Tenuta Caretta Cayega at $21.99. Great value and a good starting point for a variety I think we will hear more from in the years to come.
Oh, we sure will. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.